Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We're at quickly becoming one of my favorite places to ever do a road broadcast, the Oakmont Bakery. A nice woman who said, please don't share my name on the air, just stopped by and talked about how much she loved our shows, all of us, not just us.
One of the funniest little anecdotes
and
I've ever
said
heard. This
she first thought when she tuned into Ron and Starkey
together.
That was
the first show she really started listening to
that
on the station.
That she thought the name of the show was Cookin' Joe,
like,
as in like
that's the nickname we gave him.
As in Joe is like cooking up takes. Not that Ron's last name was Cook, which really had us in stitches.
Oh, I love
that.
But
she couldn't have been cooler. And
very nice. She said she listens because her grandson's a sports obsessive, yeah. And when she's hanging out with him, she said, I've got to be current.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm that way with my grandmother, who's 92.
Loves. And she's still talking about Lou Carnesecca,
she's a New York
probably.
Knicks fan.
Oh, boy.
So she obviously has hot takes on like everything
Did
that's gone on there.
Did she want Tibbs fired?
I don't think so. I didn't get that sense from her.
I love, by the way,
that deal,
the Knicks have been reaching out about various coaches and getting told they have no permission. And I think our guy Charlie Gorgeous Borges shared the meme of they have reached out to Coach Carter from the movie Coach
denied.
Carter, and they were denied.
Everybody from the Post-Gazette seems to be up at Oakmont, except this next guy who's been with the Steelers all week, and that is Ray Fittipaldo. Steelers insider from the PG, brought to you by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Ray, your first impressions of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, guys, I mean, he didn't do much other than individual, but listen, I think if you just watch him at the tail end of last season and just in the the simple throws that he is making during Indy this week, I think the arm is still there. I don't think that's going to be an issue even as he approaches 42 years of age. I guess the one thing that you do have to worry about once you get to the season is, can they protect him and how much mobility does he have left? So I think that'll be something to watch in training camp, the development of Broderick Jones, and then once Aaron Rodgers does have to move around a little bit, and we didn't see any of that this week, but once he has to move around in the pocket, what does he have left? I mean, that's what I'll be watching at training camp.
I think it's going to, Ray, when it comes to, like, Arthur Smith and Rodgers, but especially Smith, like, trying to, get a sense from those guys as to whose offense it is, I think it's going to be a lot of mums the word. I don't think they're going to want to divulge anything. Yeah. Arthur Smith gave a word salad answer when he was asked about audibles and just control of the offense and everything like that. How early do you think we will be able to get a sense just from what we see as to who has the major amount of influence over how that offense looks? Like, do you think that's something by camp, or like midway through camp, we're going to know, this looks like Aaron Rodgers' concepts and not the stuff Arthur Smith wants to do?
No, I think we'll know early in the season by October because, Aaron spoke about that when he talked to us the other day. I mean, he's just sitting back and watching now. And I think he said at some point I'm going to make suggestions to Arthur
Yep.
And he said, I'm sure Arthur will put those in. But I don't think he's in that mode yet. I think he wants to see how Arthur's offense works. I think he wants to see how he plays in that offense. And then, obviously, once you start game planning for games, that's when the suggestions will come. So they're not really game planning for any of those preseason games. And really, how many snaps is Aaron Rodgers going to play in the preseason here? 10 to 15, maybe a couple of series. So, I think we'll see that probably September, but more likely October. We'll get a better feel for exactly how that's going to look.
Ray, you were pretty bullish on how you thought Mason Rudolph looked in the first 2 weeks of OTAs. Now, I know you have to couch everything with it's individual work and he's not moving around yet, but do you see a big difference between Mason Rudolph and Aaron Rodgers right now?
Not really, but I mean, it's mini camp and you're throwing on air, you're throwing on 7-on-7s. I mean, like, Mike is right. I mean, it's cliche. We hear it every year, but what we just saw was football-like, and when we get to training camp in the preseason games, that'll actually be real football. So I don't see a lot of difference in the way either of those guys spin it. You know, the one thing I did notice this spring, no matter who was the quarterback, just a lot of new guys in different positions, like DK is new. There's new quarterbacks, and there are, you know, some balls that were on the ground because guys weren't looking for it or guys ran the wrong way. I mean, I think they'll clean that up, obviously, by the time they get to Latrobe. But in terms of just spinning the ball, yeah, I think Mason and Aaron are looking pretty similar right now.
Anybody else jump out during this process who didn't look similar, who looked better than their peers? You know what, I'll ask specifically about Harmon. Did he just come in looking like a guy who had that, you say, oh, who's the first-round pick, and nobody really has to ask because he just looks different than all the other young players? How did he look?
Well, I'll tackle the second part of your question first. I really look at the receivers and the skill guys in these types of settings.
Okay.
A lot of people are noticing Connor Hayward. I agree with that. Calvin Austin, too. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying he can't be a number two. I've been among them, but he's looked really good. So just keep that in your back pocket. And I don't mean to dodge your question about Derek Harmon, but ask me the first day of one-on-ones when he's going up against Troy Faltanu and Broderick Jones. I mean, that's the only way that you can really tell if that guy's going to be ready. You can't really tell anything when you're just out there in shorts as a defensive end.
Ray, the Austin thing, I think, now is worthy of a follow-up question in light of some other reporting out there about the way the Steelers are approaching going after wide receivers, quote-unquote low-balling teams and trades for wide receivers trying to get one on the cheap. Do you think right now that there's enough confidence in Calvin Austin where we don't see them make another big wide receiver move between now and the start of the season?
Well, I think they're going to do everything in their power to investigate that and to try to acquire another guy, because it doesn't have to be a number two guy. Like, it could be just another depth player, and that could like fill out the rotation, and they still might be a better football team if they actually don't go out and get like a legit number two. So people are shooting high. I get it, but it may not be a big name. But if they don't do that, then it's going to be interesting. Like, Calvin's been working a lot in the slot. He hasn't been outside too much, to be honest with you. So Calvin's a natural slot receiver. Who's going to be on the outside? Is that going to be Roman Wilson? I suppose it could be Roman, but we really haven't seen too much of him, after that injury last year. And then who's left? Robert Woods, who's coming off a down year, all kinds of guys like that. So I think they have to get somebody in here to compete with those guys. But just going back to Austin, even if you want to call him a number three, I mean, the way he's been working the slot, he's been really good, and I think he's going to get a lot of targets and a lot of catches.
Ray, how do you...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Do you think the TJ Watt saga continues to unfold here with the only real break these guys take being upon us now, and maybe no news is no news and there's nothing to report for a while? What do you actually think happens with Watt as it pertains to attendance at training camp?
You know, we've been in this, you know, for the last 5 years or so. I think really since COVID, you know, we've had these hold-ins, and it's kind of been no drama, and guys are there, hey, I'm a part of the team, and I'm patting you on the back, and I'll see you when I get my contract on. Like, if TJ stays away from training camp, correct me if I'm wrong, that'll be the first holdout since Le'Veon Bell in 2017 and 18. So that's kind of where they would be. I don't think it would be that contentious. I don't think you would hear like guys like Marquise Pouncey bad-mouthing, you know, T.J. Watt the way he did Le'Veon Bell. But, you know, if you're absent for training camp, that certainly is ratcheting up it up a little bit. You know, I don't think anyone in that Steelers front office cared one way or the other if T.J. was here this week, to be honest with you guys. So, yeah, it would add a little bit different element if they wanted to take a hard line at training camp. But I'm like everyone else. I think it's going to get done eventually. I just can't tell you when.
Ray, I ask you this question in June every year. Who was Ray Fittipaldo's Steelers off-season workout MVP in 2025?
See, as soon as I mention a guy, he's going to get, like, cut before they even get to training camp. So but, like, listen, the one guy I've noticed, and it's not anybody who's been on the team before, and I'm not going to give you a draft pick, but there is an undrafted free agent out of South Dakota State, tight end. His last name is Galbraith. I'm not even sure what his first name is, but he's number 87, moves around really good. I don't know if he can block. I mean, we're not seeing these guys block too much, but he's a pretty big athlete. He's a pretty fluid athlete. So that's one guy I want to watch a training camp. I don't know if there's a spot for him on the team, but kind of an under-radar guy going to camp, Galbraith from South Dakota State. So there you go. He'll
all right, I got,
next week, by the way.
I got to ask you the opposite then. Who's the guy who you expected to see more of or better play from who disappointed you or didn't meet your expectations in off-season workouts?
With them not being in pads, that's such a hard question. I will tell you this. I'll tell you guys I am going to watch the first week or two of training camp that I want to see some results from. And if I could pretty much name every returning defensive lineman other than Cam Hayward and Keanu Benton. So if you want to say DeMarvin Leal, you want to say Isaiah Loudermilk, Dean Lowry, I think a lot of those guys are going to be playing for jobs on the 53-man roster. They went out and got two draft picks. Both those guys are going to be on the roster. I think there's going to be a lot of competition for guys like Leal once they get to Latrobe.
All right, Ray. Thank you so much. We ran into a lot of your counterparts up at the U.S. Open Malzi tried to say hello to Dulac twice, got blown off twice. I said immediately, hey, what's up, Jerry? And he said, hey, Pony, and gave me a pound. So I don't know what's going on there.
Oh, man. Chris, I'll never blow you off. You know that.
I appreciate that. And really, I wasn't too mad that Jerry did. Well, so I'll say publicly at least.
See you, Ray.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.
There you go. Ray Fittipaldo.
Maybe I didn't say hello loud enough. Now, I think the...
See, now you're implying because Jerry's an older man that his hearing is gone.
No, I think I'm just going to stick with the likeliest probability, which is that Jerry thinks I'm an a-hole.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We are live at Oakmont Bakery right down the hill from where they're playing the U.S. Open. Still a lot of golf out there. It's only 5:20. They'll probably play till close to 8 o'clock. And there's still a possibility that we have a new leader, first-round leader by the end of the day. Jeff Hathorn going to join us next from the course. But first, a Nelly headline.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.